Welcome to Rise from the Ashes. Our podcast looks at various issues for families. We'll be talking with attorneys about personal and legal concerns having to do with divorce, custody, and parenting time. There are also a few topics about letting go, moving on, and new beginnings. Please keep in mind this podcast is only to inform and help to understand legal and personal issues as they relate to family law. It should not be considered as a replacement for a qualified family law attorney. When in doubt, please contact a professional. Rise from the Ashes, focusing on matters of the family, because family matters. Hi, and welcome to our podcast, Rise from the Ashes. I'm David Braddock. I'll be your host for this podcast. And we're talking today, once again, with Susan Mundahl of Mundahl Law. How are you, Susan?
I'm great, David.
I'm very interested in today's topic, be nice. I suppose this makes a lot of sense because divorce does tend to bring out some of the worst in people. From your point of view, why are we talking about this today?
It is, as you said, David, that divorce tends to bring out the worst in people. I've done other blogs and podcasts on this that I really believe that divorces are truly settled based on the people's emotions at the time of the divorce. And so it's really important that you pay attention to the emotions you have and to the feelings and why you're having those feelings and that you have to deal with those. And if you want your divorce to get done and to get done well, you've got to be nice.
It appears that you've got certain points that are going to go along with this topic. What are they exactly?
Well, David, there's a well-known piece of literature known as The Four Agreements by Michael Ruiz. And the reason I'm bringing it up is I think they apply in divorces, and I've created my own set of four. So in The Four Agreements, according to the author, the four ways that we need to respond to everything in life are these.
So literally everything in your life, not just divorce, but it'll certainly help with the divorce.
That's correct.
Okay.
The first one is be impeccable with your word. And number two is don't take anything personally. Number three is don't make assumptions. And number four is always do your best. Now that's directly from the book.
All right, well, those are the four agreements. How do they apply then in a divorce specifically?
Well, tell you what, why don't you go through each of the four, and I'll tell you what I've changed them to be in a divorce.
Okay, well, let's start with number one, be impeccable with your word. How does that apply to a divorce?
I think it means in a divorce is be honest in your negotiations. That means first, make sure you accurately record all of your assets and your liabilities and don't try and cheat the other person because in most cases, there's children and there's certainly other family members. And if you're not being honest in your divorce, then clearly you're going to set up lack of trust in your spouse and that's going to create all kinds of anger and resentment.
If there are children, you might be penalizing your children.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I think it's a great one. Be impeccable with your word. And I understand that impeccable is sort of a fancy word.
Well, I looked it up and I was looking for some synonyms and it appears that be honorable. I think that that's another way of looking at it. There are several others, but that one sort of stuck out to me.
I think that's really great. And that's why I say be honest. It is being honorable. Be honorable with your word.
The court, it seems, would have some concerns, too, if someone was trying to cheat the system, so to speak, and not report something so that they could omit it from their spouse. But court's going to catch you because they want everything to be as fair as possible.
Certainly one would hope that that happens, but there is a directive from the court that both parties have what's called an affirmative duty to lay all their cards on the table. So the expectation is that the parties are each going to be honest.
Yes, and so the parties are going to be impeccable with their word.
That's great.
All right, let's go on to number two and how it applies to divorce. Don't take anything personally. How does this work?
This one, you need to get your head around. When someone says, well, I would never do that, they aren't actually thinking about it against you necessarily. It's just that you might take offense thinking, well, what do you mean? What, I would do something you wouldn't do? And so the way I call it is pay attention to what emotion you're experiencing and figure out why the actions of the other person are affecting you that way. In other words, if someone says something that bugs you, chances are it's something within you that is triggering that response and not necessarily what the other person is saying. And so if you can get to the point where you don't take it personally and you just basically let comments slide off your back, you're going to be able to move forward in your divorce a lot quicker than if everything that is said you see as offending you.
Well, it sounds like that could easily just sort of blend into the next point, which is don't make any assumptions.
Right. And I believe, as it relates to divorce, don't assume you know why someone is treating you a certain way. In other words, don't assume bad intentions, or you could say it, give the other person the benefit of the doubt. In divorce, we tend to think that our spouse is Satan. I've heard it often enough.
Yeah.
I've actually heard clients refer to their spouse as Satan. So everything that person does, no matter how innocuous it is going to be seen as them doing something terrible, something underhanded, something dirty. And they respond in that fashion. And what they don't understand is that what is happening is that person is doing something that triggers something within my client.
Right.
And maybe it's something they don't like about themselves.
So let's get to the final point, number four, always do your best.
Right. In a divorce, this is the crux of what we're doing here today, which is do everything you can to be nice. Attempt in every way to respond positively. Always assume that the other person is acting out of their highest and their best. And if you don't take it personally, if you don't assume the bad behavior, then just simply respond to it. You'll find it easier to respond in a more positive fashion if you have gotten to the point where you don't do these other things. It just simply works that way.
Well, let's get down to some brass tacks, because in a divorce, it's usually some kind of a negotiation for one thing or another, obviously a lot of things at once, but, you know, if you're dealing with something specifically like child custody or property division or their financial matters, how do some of these points apply directly?
Well, that's a really good question, David. The bottom line is we are trying to negotiate a settlement. If you're thinking that your spouse is out to get you, or your spouse hates you, or your spouse wants you to look bad for the children, all of those things will stop us from being able to reach reasonable settlements. There's this notion of acting as if. If you can pull your emotions out of it, and if you can be nice in your negotiations so you're not a part of the problem and just responding back, in some ways, it's kind of like if someone hits you in the face, do you want to turn around and hit them back? Probably. But if you can stop yourself and understand that maybe they slapped your face because you had a fly on it, or maybe they slapped your face for something within themselves that they're uncomfortable about, and if you can step back from it and just respond to the question without the emotion in it, you're going to be able to negotiate a settlement that is going to be a more reasonable settlement. And by acting as if the other person had good intentions, you're going to find that that's what you're going to create in the future, in most cases.
And it seems like it's a very efficient way of working, because if both parties can be doing this as much as possible, then you're going to get to that point of settlement a lot easier. You're not going to have to be dealing with these things, as we've mentioned in a number of these podcasts, where attorney's fees will increase as the time increases. If you're being agreeable and communicating well, it's going to minimize all of that time as well, I should think.
Absolutely. And that's my point in doing this. If you've got out of control emotions, and if you are so filled with hatred for the other person or feelings of loathing or any of those negative emotions, you need to go in, see a counselor about dealing with those in the moment so you can pull back from those and see this as a business transaction. If you believe that every single dollar that you don't get is somehow unfair and that it's because the other person is trying to put one over on you, you're never going to be able to reach an agreement that is going to be something you can live with. And that's my whole point. If you follow the four agreements in either my version or the actual version, you're going to find that everything in your life, including your divorce, is going to work a lot easier for you. The bottom line is, if you get control of your emotions, and if you can be impeccable with your word, not make assumptions, your divorce is going to be less expensive in terms of both your time, your emotional energy, and money.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you, David.
You are listening to Rise from the Ashes, the podcast channel that takes a careful look at all things having to do with legal procedure within the family law process. Rise from the Ashes is sponsored by Mundahl Law, who specializes in assisting families and individuals through the legal process with respect, dignity, and caring. Mundahl Law is dedicated to helping people to solve their legal problems. You can visit the Mundahl Law website at mundahllaw.com or call to schedule a consultation with one of their qualified family law attorneys. Rise from the ashes, focusing on matters of the family, because family matters.